launching from an etherport at RBN, cruising at light speed. Here's your host, Steve Starrs.
Welcome back, everybody. Once again to Lightspeed on Monday. I'm always excited about this show. It's the one show I do on the network, but once a week, and it's always a privilege and an honor. And today I got a really special show for you set up with my good friend Steve Elkins, who has been, of course, if you're listening to RBN quite frequently, you know him very, very well. He's been here. One of the people wanting to keep this network, this great network going. You folks out there are worth it. We must speak up in troubled times like this. Now is the day, and now is the time for all good men and women to come to the aid of their country. We're glad to have you along today. Hey, Steve, how you doing, buddy? It's good to be on the air again with you.
Yeah, it really is. I want to make one mention real quick here, because today is kind of an anniversary. Not a good anniversary, but I want to give you a big thank you and all the listeners who sent me emails and calls to the network, because today, 1 year ago today, I actually went into the hospital and got my terrible diagnosis of colon cancer, and you took over for me. I remember sitting back in my hotel room, my suite at the hospital, and listening to RBN, listening to you take over my show, and I'm just very appreciative for you doing that, and the support from the network, Julie and everybody else at the network. And it's 1 year ago today that I went into the hospital not knowing what was wrong with me and found out the news. And I just want to say thank you, and to the listeners, thank you very much for supporting the network and supporting me in this 1 year venture of chemotherapy and all that other stuff and surgery. And I just want to say a big thank you to you all.
Yeah, good. And how you doing? How are you feeling now? Everything all right? Or
yeah, I'm doing really well. I'm in the phase now of pretty much doing checks and follow-ups of scans and blood work and things to make sure everything's fine. And everything's fine. Everything's fine. I got another colonoscopy in another 2 weeks, and I'm sure that's going to be fine. My CT was negative, so everything seems to be going well. No, it's all coming back. I think we just got it lucky, and we got it at the right stage, and we're looking good.
Right on, man. I'm glad to hear that, because there are a lot of prayers and hopes and people who cared about you, Steve, and we do appreciate hearing the fact that you're doing so well. You know, there's so much going on, and Steve and I have been kind of talking a little off air lately, the last couple of days. I catch him, he catches me, but, you know, we usually hook up and have a good talk, and we wanted to talk a little bit today about our Constitution, our rights, our republic. Friends, we are at the frazzled end of what we can put up with here. And I think everybody knows that. Steve will get into some of these things as well. But, you know, before we get into that, I want to touch on what happened in Russia. We're getting the developments now. Some of these so-called ISIS terrorists have been detained and caught and apprehended, and they turn out to be, well, who would you think? CIA ops and various people like that, you know, disguised as ISIS fighters, which doesn't make any sense at all. If you heard that interview with a Syrian girl, you know who created ISIS. Well, it was Barack Obama and John McCain, and they're blaming ISIS for this ludicrous and completely incoherent attack in Russia. Well, what do you think, Steve? Should we play that clip first off and get it out of the way?
I think that's a great idea. Yeah. I think you touched on something really, really important. And again, the United States government, the CIA, created ISIS. They created the Taliban for excuses to go into other countries. And I saw the same thing. It had all the earmarks of something CIA put together. No doubt about it. Yeah, go ahead and play that clip. Sounds good.
Gregory, it's a great clip. Here it is.
Over 100 people were murdered in Russia on Friday, including women and children. 11 terrorists were captured by Russian authorities as they attempted to cross the border into Ukraine. They are being interrogated, and all roads lead to the U.S. State Department, who have been directing Ukrainian forces since their 2014 coup. The attack occurred on March 22nd, or 3/22. 3/22 is the mysterious number used by Yale's infamous Skull and Bone Society. The official story is that 3/22 symbolizes the year 3/22 BC to memorialize the event seen as the turning point which transformed Athens from a democracy to a plutocracy. A plutocracy is a society that is ruled by no other political philosophy other than the financial elite being in control of the people's destiny. The Skull and Bones is a grooming academy for the CIA, such as former director of the CIA, George Bush, and 322 is their calling card. During the Tucker Carlson interview, President Putin was clearly speaking to the CIA. The CIA responded in a New York Times article admitting that they are using Ukraine as a proxy to wage war against Russia. Weeks before the attack, Victoria Nuland repeatedly boasted that Putin was in for a nasty surprise.
Mr. Putin's going to get some nice surprises on the battlefield, and that Ukraine will make some very strong success this year.
This supplemental funding will ensure Putin faces some nasty surprises on the battlefield this year.
On March 7th, the U.S. Embassy issued a warning about the threat of terrorist attacks in Moscow, specifying concerts. The British Embassy in Moscow mirrored this warning. Days before the attack, Barack Obama paid an unexpected visit to the British Prime Minister at 10 Downing Street.
President Obama, are you worried that Putin will rule forever? President Obama, why should we care about democracy in Russia?
He's avoiding the question.
Will you speak to us? Come and have a chat with us for a minute.
How did it go? What did you talk about?
Within hours of the attack, and without any evidence, the U.S. government blames the attack on the Islamic State and says that Ukraine is not involved. The very next day, while Russians were grieving, CIA mouthpiece The Washington Post gloated how the U.S. had prior knowledge of the attack and people still died. It has been noted that the terrorists were either professional assassins or trained by Western forces, for they were demonstrating NATO training methods such as shooting in small bursts, trigger control, and proper mag reloads. For anyone with eyes to see, this is the modus operandi of the West. Al-Qaeda was famously created by Western intelligence agencies to fight the Russians in Afghanistan, and has been cultivated by the U.S. government and used as a catalyst for illegal wars and tyrannical laws against U.S. citizens. Ukraine's spy chief said 3 months ago, expect more attacks deep inside of Russia.
I'm very glad to see this.
Yeah.
That's my reaction.
That's your reaction. You're happy to see it.
Yeah.
Do you think there'll be more?
I think so.
Inside Russia? Deep inside Russia?
Deeper and deeper.
Dmitry Medvedev said that everyone is asking him what to do. He answered that those who were caught need to be killed, but it's much more important to kill everyone involved, everyone who paid, who sympathized, and who helped. Kill them all. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Well, there you are. That's the whole story, the inside story. Medvedev, the former president, now standing by, kind of backing Putin, who was elected by a very large majority, as yes. We would believe that it probably was a legit election there. I don't know, Steve, but your take on all this before we get too deep into anything. Let's just hem it out.
Well, I thought about it, too. You know, I saw the mainstream media going at attacking the election results in Russia, Moscow. Calling it a sham election right off the bat. Of course, if you take that direction, you must show proof, or they're just words, accusations, and evidently winning by 86 or 87%. And I believe that's a legitimate election. I believe the people understand, as Putin said to his people, in addressing his people, that the West is the threat. The threat of their civilization, their existence, is the West and NATO pushing into Ukraine. So I believe the people understand that the West is a threat, clearly to their living, and so they're voting for their conscience here, saying yes, I want President Putin to stay in office because we don't want to be threatened by the West, America, and NATO. I mean, this is such an easy thing to resolve. You know, Putin made it known really early on in the war, before the war even started, do not allow NATO to move in east into Ukraine and establish military bases pointing weapons at us, and there'd be no problem here, okay? Things will go on. But they continued pushing NATO. They want to get NATO. The United States wants to get NATO inside Ukraine, of course, build military installations, and which would be a clear threat to Russia. I do believe it's a legitimate election. And as far as this one goes here, I think I just sent over on the chat to you there that take notice that the way ISIS operates and Taliban operates, these are terrorist fighters. So okay, these are people that are ingrained. The mission is ingrained in their soul. They'll strap bombs onto their bodies and walk in and detonate the bomb and kill themselves and everybody else in the building. That's the way they fight. Now, understanding that these ISIS terrorists, for some reason, had made a escape route to get out and then get into Ukraine spells out that they were not ISIS. They were probably definitely mercenaries. They were CIA operatives trying to pose as if they were ISIS. But it makes no sense to me. When I first thought about ISIS taking responsibility, I don't buy that. Again, who controls the media, control the narrative, and can brainwash people into believing this, that ISIS is out there again. They're a clear threat. My gosh, we must sink more money into our Department of Defense now, I guess. They're going to be hitting us up for more money for terrorism. But, you know, it to me, it has all the earmarks, Steve, of CIA, just as the civil unrest in Haiti right now has all the earmarks also of our own CIA.
Right. Yes, it does. You know, and I saw a story about 30,000 Haitians supposedly on their route to Florida. That's your turf down there. Do you think DeSantis will allow this? I mean, what's going on with all that right now?
Well, I think you're missing a zero. The number I've got is 300,000 possibly could hit Florida. And, he's got a problem on his hands here. He's got a public relations problem here because he's going to try to stop him in the ocean far out. But how many of those are actually going to jump off the rafts and think they can swim to the Florida shores and drown? Of course, then Ron DeSantis is a very bad man. He's a very bad, cruel man. He's a dictator, you know. The unfortunate part about this situation in Haiti, Steve, is that there is a true humanitarian crisis now. But it was created, I do believe, created by our own CIA. So these people hitting our shores would say, you know, I'm seeking asylum. We're being hunted down in our own country here because we've aided the rebels, the cartels in Haiti. So truly, there's a case to be made for asylum. But the problem is, I do believe we're looking at a Muriel Boatlift 4.0 of what Cuba did back in 1980 under the Carter administration to open up his prisons and allow everybody out. Go to America. You're not my problem anymore. So if we do a clear numbers on the percentages of possibility, let's say there are 300,000 that are escaping to come to this country here to Florida shores. Let's use a lowball number of 10%. That's 30,000 criminals, potential criminals coming into Florida, and they will disperse and take off throughout the country. This is going to be huge and devastating, but it also could be part of the Biden agenda to lay down a martial law if these people turn out to be terrorists. It's a bad situation for Ron DeSantis. I think he's doing all he can to stop it, but there's a potential there that they're just going to fall off rafts and try to make it in. And I don't know, where do you send them, Steve? If let's say you scooped them all up, all 300,000, where do you put them?
Yeah, right.
You know, if you put them on a military base, if you put them on some kind of military base to house them while you process them to see who's legit, who's a criminal, of course the Democrats would come back and say, you put them in a prison, you put them in a concentration camp type situation here, and then use that against Ron DeSantis. And, you know, it's a bad situation, but I do believe the hands of the CIA are on that one also.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you've seen all the heartache and human misery from Haiti going way back to the earthquake and time when the Clintons robbed the poor with their foundation to take away all the funding, support, water, and vital necessary supplies from people who were suffering in a disaster. This is the kind of things that the Democrats do, friends. They're not even about democracy. They're just completely hypocrites about it. They're against democracy. They're just a bunch of oligarchs and very, very dangerous plutarchs, I guess, as you call them, or whatever you want. They are, you know, they're very dangerous mobsters. And we have to put a stop to them. And this is what we're trying to do. That's why Republic's on the air. We still believe in a republic. Who would have imagined, Steve, many years ago, when the founders of this country formed it, that we would be sending and funding terrorists overseas in the guise of supporting and maintaining our own nation with people who weren't elected and who have completely destroyed the system that they founded. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, you know, false flags go back a long ways, and in order to accomplish an agenda, we know countries create false flags in order to carry out the agenda. And the United States is not innocent. I think they have 45 confessions of false flags they've taken out in order to carry out the agenda. And this is no different. It's not stopping. It's still something they use all the time. Actually, it's a false flag. And there is a mission statement, something they want to carry out, and they carry out a false flag and point a finger of blame, and now they have reason to enter the country. We've had these a long time, and it's not going to stop anytime soon, because the United States still is on that mission of nation building in the world. Wants to become the superpower and remain a superpower, even though they're not an economic superpower, because our dollar is crashing, by the way. And today I looked at the markets, and it wasn't doing well. All three sectors were doing very bad. The Baltic Dry Index is going down. I think we're going to be watching this week Wall Street and seeing a huge downturn. There's something coming up financially with our markets. But, they want to continue on with the nation building and pushing their will on other countries and stealing their resources and putting military bases here and there. I mean, what reason does the United States have over 700 military bases around the world? So, somebody talking about Russia wants to take over the world, the Democrats saying, oh, Russia wants to go beyond Ukraine. When they're done with Ukraine, they'll go into Poland. They want to take over all of Europe, which is nonsense, utter nonsense, because we are the ones that are showing that we want to be a world superpower and that we want to control all economies and keep it on this phony money system that we have, which is not going to work. We're the ones with the military bases, so it doesn't – not a good argument on their end.
Yeah, and do you think that it's really even us anymore, or is it just the New World Order globalists and their agenda? I mean, we think it's not America first. It's the globalist agenda first that co-opted our government and taken over. And the bases, the military, all these people, all the force that they're using really isn't even us. And they're turning their guns on us right now. These armies and people that they're employing, possibly of a lot of illegals and military age fighting men who are coming across the border. We see them wearing boots. You know, we see the stories of this whole area in Texas, and of course now the ruling about from the appeals court that's trying to hold back what the Supreme Court already ruled on should be ignored, both by DeSantis and also by Governor of Texas Abbott. These people, every governor should be able to take his own initiative on this whole situation. And there's no question that this is a violation of the borders and of our laws, and these people are blatantly doing it, right?
I agree. America has embraced Agenda 2030 sustainability. They've totally embraced this. And we are listening, or at least being controlled by the World Economic Forum and the World Health Organization. I mean, look at the World Health Organization. These guys want to take over our public health policy and to make policy what they claim to be a pandemic or some other health concern, taking over our health compliance completely. And again, the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, people like Klaus Schwab. We're not answering to... there's a deep state definitely ingrained in this, but outside, the globalists are pretty much telling us what's going to happen. This is what they call the Great Reset in many different aspects. Our financial sector, the Great Reset, the number of people that will be walking the planet, the population, the reset, our resources, our reset. Everything is a Great Reset. And so, I think Biden is just a puppet. But he's got the people in the background there, the deep state, which are ingrained with the World Economic Forum and the World Health Organization. We're in trouble here, people. We're in trouble.
that you
right, we're really in trouble. Break time. You're right back.
Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high quality pasteurized meats. And even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom of the barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free range or even cage free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasteurized meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Well, there's a pain in my side that I can travel on. Bring peace to this troubled land. Dark out here, I can't read those signs. Bring peace to the troubled land. Hurricane on the horizon.
All right, we're back again. Ladies and gentlemen, hurricane on the horizon, and Steve knows about that down in Florida. We're hearing about the Haitian invasion that is set to, they're talking about actually doing this, and this is another issue of where the borders are being flooded with terrorists, friends. This is no longer a nation, and the people who are standing up against it are running into all kinds of resistance against them, because there are Democrats, of course, in office, and people like Merrick Garland, Mayorkas, I think, who has been impeached, but I don't know what the proceedings are on that. But Washington is moving way too slow here for my liking, and Joe Biden should have been impeached almost immediately after he took office. Hey, there were five reasons why he should have never been president to begin with. He wasn't vetted. High crimes, misdemeanors, bribery, treason, three constitutional, and then number 25, Amendment 25. This man's a derelict. He's an imbecile. That he was not fit for the job, and finally he did not win the election. I mean, it's hard to believe this has happened to your country, friends, but we've been here warning about these things, and I don't like being an I told you so, and most of you know already, so we don't have to tell you so because you already knew so. But Steve, here we are back again talking about how are we going to do anything to save our freedoms, our future at all, while they're trying to stir up World War III, absolutely unnecessary. Go ahead, buddy.
Well, you know, you and I talked last night, and we got to get in probably a little later here. I hope we talk about the Donald Trump, these bogus cases, lawsuits against Donald Trump. But, you know, we have violations of our Constitution all over the place here. I've never seen more violations of our Constitution, which then makes me think back of a quote, one of the speeches from George W. Bush saying, the Constitution is just a gosh darn piece of paper. No, it's a lot more than that. People died for it, and the founders would be astonished and shocked of what has happened to this this standing document. It's not a living document. It's a standing document. It does not change. It does not mutate over time. And I'm just every week, you know, I don't know how you do with the stress, Steve, but myself, I've been very angry for the last couple of weeks. You can tell when you listen to my voice on my show. And I've got to find another outlet to get my anger out, because I'm so angry of seeing these violations, our rule of law, not being adhered to. I've just never seen something like this before. I never thought we would ever witness our government going into full-blown tyranny and acting like communists, the communists that they are. And definitely going after Donald Trump because they can't debate him on the stage. Because their economy is going into shambles right now. Everything's going bad. We're tied down in war, two different wars now, in debt. We've got everything going wrong. You know, I actually said to my wife the other day, Steve, if I could find one honest thing that Joe Biden has done correctly and done well that would help and benefit America, I would actually say it. I'd be honest enough to say, well, at least he did this, and that's a good thing. But I actually can't find one thing that Joe Biden has done for America to benefit America. He's treasonous. He's treason with these open borders and the security of America being very much threatened. I've never seen more violations, and the Democrats just keep doing what they're doing. And I'm very angry at our Congress, the Republicans, or even the independents who are silent on all these matters of all these violations, attacking our Congress attacking our Constitution, the Bill of Rights. Not standing up for the rule of law. It's just mind blowing, Steve, to take this all in and sit back and we're trying, and the courts are saying, nope, not going to happen here. We're going to do what we want. We're doing our own law. We've decided, the states have decided to hand out their own punishment. Forget the federal, forget the higher courts. We're going to do what we want to do. And that started, a couple weeks back with removing Donald Trump from the ballot in Colorado, was setting the stage for states can disregard the investigation into Donald Trump on January 6th, basically accusing him of insurrection, which they could not make the case. And they couldn't make the case. Well, the states are saying, well, you got it wrong. Feds, you got it wrong. We're going to decide. We've already decided. There's not even a trial. There's no investigation. We've decided you made a mistake in your judgment. And we're going to cite him. We're going to charge him. We're going to charge him with an insurrection, and we're going to remove him from the ballot. I mean, geez, did we ever think this was possible, that states would supersede the federal government? But then again, we had signs that might happen anyway. When the states decided to become sanctuary cities, create sanctuary cities for the illegals, I guess I knew this was coming. It's hard to accept, Steve.
Yeah, it really is. And there are cities out there who are deciding they're not going with that. They're not going to be sanctuary cities. They are going to be sanctuary cities for the Second Amendment. And they are making these decisions. So it's going to come down to your local government in a lot of cases. You know, the Colorado thing was kind of interesting because, Mrs. Mohammed Ineb, her name actually is Jenna Griswold. She never uses her married name. Was the Secretary of State, who also was entangled into that entire Tina Peters affair, where she caught Dominion cheating out in the western half of Colorado. And they've been after this poor woman for a long time, but she's telling the truth. She had all the information. She had the photographs of the vote tallies from the machines before they were changed. And since Dominion is based in Denver, they're actually a Toronto company, but they're based in Denver. They would be facing Colorado law as well as federal. The whole thing has been a mess. Anyway, we'll come back right after this and get more into it. Stay with us, friends. It's just getting started.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Battles are lost, but you'll never see the end of the road while you're traveling with me.
Yep, that's right. Hey now, there's a battle ahead, and I got my one of my favorite hosts here on RBN as a guest today, off the beaten path, Steve, whose show was on last night. Steve, I missed a portion of it because I was eating dinner. Let's see, Sunday night, and give out the time, Eastern, Central, Mountain, and Pacific. Off the
beaten Eastern path. Time, I'm telling you, I'm down here in Florida, Central Florida. It's the swamp, I call it, so... I start time is 7 to 9 o'clock, 7 to 9 p.m., and a little off last night. I apologize for that. I had some, at least Sam said I had some crackling going on. People were calling saying something's going on with your mic or something. It's not my mic. I don't know. To be honest with you, Steve, I've been hacked already. I got hacked about a couple of weeks ago.
Wow.
And some information taken from my computer. I was not happy about it, but I had backups, so I'm thankful for that. I don't know if for some reason I get targeted at certain times, and maybe they just don't like what I have to say, and they kind of interrupt the broadcast. And so I had to go to a phone last night. And I felt a little choppy, a little off last night because I had to do it that way, but it finished up fine. I just didn't like the way it started off the show. And so, again, my apologies, but it was beyond my control. I think I've got some people out there that are trying to make trouble.
Right. Well, Steve, you know, I just appreciate your determination and your work with the network here and all the other things that we have done off the network together as well, different shows in various places. And we're going to get around, friends, and because we have to right now. We are in dire conditions concerning the loss of our republic, which is what's happened. And that's why this Republic Broadcasting Network is so important. We focus on your Constitution. We focus on legal matters. We talk a lot about history sometimes, maybe a little too much, but you have to learn from history or you're doomed to repeat it. And we have seen these kinds of things happen before. This is a fascist communist takeover of a foreign entity. And these people are traitors. There's no question about that in my mind.
I would throw the word a coup in there.
Yes, Steve. That's what it is.
I would definitely throw the word coup. We have a coup going on here. And I want to throw a question at you because I want to get your perspective on this. I value your opinion. But what do you think? Okay, let's say that for some reason the Democrats don't get this election rigged and Donald Trump gets back in. Now, I've been posing this question for quite a long time now. But if Donald Trump gets in, he talks about on day one what he's going to do. He's going to start doing mass deportations. He's going to build the wall. He's going to start doing mass deportations. How to make sure that if you actually carry this out and do mass deportations, how will he prevent those illegals we're trying to gather up and ship out of the country back to their countries? How will he prevent the tactics I expect these people to use, like Antifa and Black Lives Matter, of burning down our cities? How will he accomplish that to make sure our cities are safe as he goes through this massive deportation to get rid of these people out of our country? How are you going to stop that?
That's a good question. You know, concerning the deportations, I would say this. This would be my advice to Mr. Trump. I would call for all illegals to come in and register and identify themselves. That way you can find out who are these people who are trying to escape destitute conditions and they may be peaceful and they may be helpful to some extent in identifying that people who are part of the gangs, part of the cartels, the child trafficking, the coyotes, all these different people. I think we can differentiate the two because there are certain people out there I know from Latin America and various places that are trying to get out of virtually destitute, life-threatening situations, away from the gangs, away from these people. I think if we started to ask these people to voluntarily identify themselves, we're going to start finding out who they are, and we can start deporting or at least apprehending these dangerous criminals that are involved with all this. Right. And that's one of the things that we can do. And we can bring these people in, and they can work, and they can help and support the economy. We can get that back on track. Yeah. As for the border, it should be sealed. Absolutely. Listen to what Eisenhower and Truman said about it. Not a bumblebee comes across that border if they say no. So Trump really lacked law enforcement skills, friends. He's going to need somebody who can do this because Trump is a great cheerleader. I'm not against him, but he's a people person. He's out there in society, and you have to be that kind of public face to be the president. But he has to have somebody who's a strong law enforcement official. And we need to come after these people. I think there should be a time of clemency, too, Steve, where we say, okay.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. That's actually a pretty good solution to the problem. You know, I agree with you that Donald Trump made a lot of big mistakes, and he had some very poor advisors, advising him what to do. But a situation with our borders, this isn't rocket science. The security of our nation is at risk here with an open border policy because you don't know who's coming over, what they're going to do. It's better to write the executive order to protect the nation than to ask for permission. And I think he could have done so with an executive order, build the dang wall. You don't ask for permission. You simply build the wall to protect the nation. And I'm disappointed that he actually didn't do that. But then again, he didn't do anything else. There was no action on his part when the states were deciding what cities would be sanctuary cities. He had a great opportunity there also to lay the law down and said, you're defying federal immigration law, and that's not going to happen. I'm going to start jailing mayors and governors who are defying federal immigration law. I mean, I fought the Santa Rosa Town Council huge on that. That's why I left California, because they basically laughed in my face. We're going to do what we want. We're going to defy the federal immigration law and do what you want. And now they're suffering for it. Now they want to make this problem of illegals and all the cost of illegals, my problem, a national problem that we should all put our money in the hat in here and disperse it among the states, the Democrat states who actually made these bad decisions of sanctuary cities. This is not my problem. This is your problem, but they're going to make it our problem.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, when you say that, Trump lacked the law enforcement skills, as we both noted. Yeah. This happened over and over and over. I mean, look at what happened with Jeff Sessions. He was a complete panty waste. I mean, you know, and I mentioned this before, Steve, I think, that, you know, Trump should have said, you know, Jeff, recusing yourself on this issue is a great idea. I've got a golden pair of scissors for you. And all these ladies who are dedicating new bridges, you just go out and cut the ribbon and say a few good things, and I'll get somebody who can really do the job operating underneath you. Your job now, Jeff, is to run interference. It's either that or you need to resign. And then he got Bill Barr. Now, we know Bill Barr was, if you go back to even Ruby Ridge and all of that, Bill Barr was another incredibly stupid pick. Obviously, he should have never been listening to Fauci. We were saying this on the network before all this happened, that one of the first things that Trump needed to do was get rid of Anthony Fauci. Well, he can't fire Fauci. He doesn't have to fire Fauci. He can fire his boss, Francis Collins. He can fire head of Health and Human Services, Alex Azar, who wasn't a doctor. He was an attorney, all about new pharmaceuticals from Eli Lilly. Now, what was wrong with Donald Trump? I think he had dollar signs in his eyes. You know, we're gonna have a new pharmaceutical industry that's going to be really great. And I knew right then and there something was horribly wrong. Trump has no excuse for wandering into that, friends, and he's going to have to admit it. See, we need a time of realization. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land. Friends, we have been lying to ourselves in this country for too long. It's over. This isn't going to last. We're seeing it come apart now. And people say, well, Americans are too... No, not Americans. There's a lot of stupid people, but there are a lot of people like us that are listening out there, and we are winning this information war right now, Steve. You know, we are winning. We're not just a threat. We are actually taking over the narrative, and people all over the world are hearing shows like this one. We are winning this war and the information war, which they have tried to shut down. They're trying to come after our free speech, this network. Everybody else is doing all that they can to inform their fellow Americans, and people are waking up right now. Social media has taken over, friends, and Donald Trump was good at engineering and seeing how that worked. But anyhow, I'll back off a little bit and let you go ahead and kind of follow up with that.
Well, you know, it's funny. You're right. The impact that we are having, waking people up and educating them, we're doing a superb job at that. And thankful to all the hosts on this network who were doing such a great job, a superb job here. But I found it quite comical this last week, that people like Joe Scarborough and Mika, his wife, and other people in late night TV were saying, well, there's this group of individuals, and they call themselves media, independent media. We've never really heard of them, Real America's Voice and Newsmax. I mean, yes, you know all about Real America's Voice. You know Newsmax because they are growing and you are shrinking. You people are shrinking. You're losing audiences. Even Fox made a huge screw up by letting Tucker go. They lost millions and millions of followers and viewers of that show. But it's comical that they're saying, well, we're not really sure with these people from Real America's Voice what they're saying. They know all about you. What I am kind of bothered by, what I think Donald Trump should have done, Steve, from the very beginning, first of all, fire all the holdovers from the Obama administration. Fire and clean house. Treat this like a football team. You're coming in, you're going to build your team. You build your team. You find the best, the brightest, the most intelligent, the people that have the merit, the credentials to make your administration work and to make you actually look good. You know, you get the best of the best. And Donald Trump would have been better to surround himself with people more like Peter Navarro and people like Stephen Bannon to be his advisors. He could have built quite a team if he'd just done it this way. I'm not sure who advised him to go with this. I mean, Chris Christie, bad. Bob Barr, bad. There were so many people. The head of the FBI there, Christopher Wray, bad. So many bad apples in the administration that were working to take you down from day one of entering the Oval Office. It was sickening of what we saw. And people even like Nikki Haley. Oh, I mean, you give her a great job as ambassador, and look how she behaved on the campaign trail here. Yeah, you got a clean house. And if he gets back in, he must clean house completely and start over from scratch and hire people back like Steve Bannon, hire Peter Navarro back, and build a coalition of strong, loyal people and fix this country.
Right. And one of the things we ought to do locally, of course, is look at who is running for your mayor's office. There is a organization called the Global Covenant of Mayors that's run by the UN. You would be shocked as to how many people who are running for mayor in your local municipality, be it big or small, are involved with this UN organization. And just like Steve was pointing out, with the World Health Organization and these people, you know, this actually goes back to 9/11 in that era with the Patriot Act, where they installed what they called the Model States Health Emergency Health Care Provisions Act. That was in December of 2001, that basically gave these kinds of people in FEMA, in the World Health Organization, of course, from the distance, but National Institutes of Health, Health and Human Services, it gave them dictatorial powers. And it was another part of the lockdown that's been increasing all this time. These things need to be pointed out and people need to see them. We're working on that. And this is what has to happen. We need the House of Representatives and the House Judicial Committee. I had a clip that I thought about playing, but we probably won't have time, from Jim Jordan back on the 7th of March of this year, talking about how the FBI was gleaning all this information, metadata, from anybody who was going to be in Washington, D.C. during that week of January 6th. This has all been exposed now. What are they doing? Prying through your private affairs. And they had all the transactions and everything. Bank of America, which is a Jesuit run organization, by the way. And they were giving them all this information and spawning this activity. They were collecting all this information from people, even including things like purchases of guns and ammunition, or anything that they considered subversive, to observe anybody who might be involved in January 6th. That they could bring up later on. This is the kind of draconian AI surveillance that we're under right now. And this is in complete violation of your Fourth Amendment, friends, your privacy and all that. So this has to be dealt with. Jim Jordan is bringing it out. I think he'd make a very good attorney general, much better than a Speaker of the House. We need somebody, we've got the people, but we're going to have to empower them this time. Yeah. We can't just play games and try to do the art of the deal handshake and hope that works out like Trump tried last time. Right, I don't know that he's got the skill set, to be honest with you. I'm kind of concerned about all of this. Yeah. People keep thinking that he's going to come back. Nobody wants Trump to succeed more than me. But I've been very, very critical of every bad move he's made, friends, including that damn jab that he needs to repent of. He really needs to get honest about it, friends. Bible tells you that he who covers his sins will not prosper, but he who forsakes them and confesses them shall find mercy. Trump needs to come out and say, look, I thought we were coming up with something that was going to work. I was told this. I had other advisors that I didn't pay enough attention to. I made a bad move here. It was a very, very stupid ass thing to do, and I did it. I'm sorry. I take responsibility. Why not? I'm tired of the Trump brand. I want Trump.
It's funny that we hear the phrase, the buck stops here, and I think Trump has even used that a couple of times. The buck stops here. Well, that means taking accountability and responsibility for things that you might say or do, and that later on didn't turn out so well. I agree with you 100% to take responsibility for the failure of the COVID shot. And at the time, if he had done it, we'd all say, well, you had bad advisement, and we understand that. We don't expect you to be a scientist to know, but we do expect you to find the best, the brightest minds to find this, with the information about this out, and then make the right choice. And you clearly got the wrong advisement. You made the wrong choice. You pushed this thing at warp speed, which is amazing. Anything coming out warp speed, you should never trust anything at warp speed, ever. But at the time, if you take acknowledgement and responsibility, you also have the opportunity to fire Fauci right then and there. Said, I made a mistake. I'm firing these people now because they made the wrong choices and advised me wrong. You look really good when you do that. Yeah. Right now, the way Donald Trump's being boxed in with all these lawsuits and stuff, if he succeeds and gets out of this, all this legal wranglings and everything, he has the greatest potential, if he can get in the White House, the greatest potential to be called the Great White Hope. And I know if they start using that phrase, the Great White Hope, to label him, that the Democrats will probably make a racial issue out of it, that saying he wants to put blacks back in chains again, make slaves out of them. But he has an opportunity to really, really, really make a difference, clean house. And when he gets out, maybe he can pass the torch to somebody else who can carry on the same conservative values. But right now, like I said, if this is a doom or gloom situation. If we do not win in 2024, I really do fear that America will fall into the hands of the communists. They're just a step away from controlling the House now, because Republicans are stepping out. And so if they control the House and the Senate and win the White House in a theft, we are totally screwed.
Right.
Steve, we're screwed.
I know, another break coming up. I'm trying to finish it up. I wish we had more time. We will have you back, Steve. Now, stay with us, friend. Be right back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
Health Simple with Colorado Shilajit. Fact bit number one. What goes in must come out. Whatever we ingest, breathe in, or transfer by contact must be expelled. Expelled directly as burned calories, through perspiration, respiration, or expelled via urinary and gastric channels. Every element that is not properly used or removed by our bodies become toxins. And toxins, as we know, are causal to every disease and ailment. Toxins are what makes us subpar, unable to be at our best. Be your healthy best by cleansing your body of daily and deeply embedded toxins. Live stronger, and we hope, live longer. Shilajit, legit Shilajit, that is, like Colorado Shilajit, is perhaps the greatest homeopathic whole body remover of toxins made by Mother Earth.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
We are back. This is the final segment. I'm coming in real close to the break because I want to give Steve enough time to finish up with what we've had, what I call a very good show today, because I want to have him back and we'll talk some more. And didn't get a chance to take too many calls because only an hour. You know, I probably should have taken more time when they offered it to me. But I am so glad to be with you folks. Just one day a week. I like Monday. I look forward to it because I look forward to this show and I want to get you feeling good for the week. And knowing that there are people out there, Steve, it's been good to have you back. You know, we're talking about the situation here. It comes back to our Constitution. It comes back to the rule of law. It comes back to getting rid of the globalist and your great reset powers that are here. These people are fanatics. They are very, very dangerous. And we are winning this battle. Just like Tucker Carlson, you know, when he left Fox, I was telling people for a long time, Fox needs Tucker far more than Tucker needs Fox.
Oh, yes. Big time. Yeah.
And and you have a lot of great people now that are joining up and, you know, they're starting to get big exposure on X now again. We're reaching 50, 70, 80 million people. You know, CNN's got 3 million people max, and they're probably all walking through an airport someplace. You know, I mean, these people, the mainstream news media, which gives me great honor to say, is going down the tubes because I was working with it many years ago. I knew it was a bad move. I didn't really want to do it. I just got into it to get into television, worked at an ABC affiliate for a short period of time. I was even a news anchor there. I worked at a big CBS affiliate. Then on into satellite, and television goes, I didn't really enjoy being a news anchor, taking orders from people over the phone during the breaks and knowing how they were slanting the news. I saw this back in the early 80s, friends, and I have no regrets. I'm so glad to be here. Anyway, I'm filling up too much time. Steve, how do we cap this show off and you know, get the final points that we want to make out?
Well, you know, I used to believe in the system of voting, but now everything's kind of changed. And that's another thing I hope Donald Trump would change. I'd definitely just tear that thing apart. Like I said, surround yourself. He should surround himself with like-minded people and strong-willed people. I would like to see Kristi Noem in there somewhere. I'd like to see Marjorie Taylor Greene at a higher level. I'd like to see Carrie Lake at a higher level somewhere. We need a lot more people like that. There's very few in Congress I can actually point to say, wow, if we only had a whole bunch of people like that, we would maybe get some things done. And definitely there has to be some accountability. There's no explanation for what's happened to our judicial system other than I do believe we've probably been experiencing for a long time a major, major blackmail organization operation going on here. And I do believe this started probably not too long after 9/11, that the creation of Department of Homeland Security created an organization that would actually be looking for the most prominent people to find dirt on them and then hold them at bay to be silent while they carried out their agendas. That's the only thing that makes logical sense of why so many people are silent when we see all these clear violations of our law and our Constitution, Steve. That's the only thing that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the entire Patriot Act should have been challenged as non-constitutional back in the very beginning. But people were all thinking at that time, we've got to fight the terrorists. We've got to give up our liberties in order to fight a war overseas. You know, friends, you're being terrorized by this government. We got to put a stop to it. We got to arrest these people and hold them to justice. And that's what we've got to do. I mean, that's part of what being an American really is. All right, Steve Elkin's been my guest. It's been so good to have you on, Steve. They're playing our theme song as we do the Rocky victory dance around, and I guess that's all the time we're going to have. But stay tuned to our entrance. I'll be back next Monday. Steve is on Off the Beaten Path Sunday night. It's at 7 Eastern, 6 Central, 5 Mountain, 4 Pacific. Until then, we'll do the best we can. You do the same. Thanks for joining us. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Steve.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these 5 easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.